Andrew Traver graduated from NIU in 1985 with a bachelor's degree in sociology and an emphasis on criminal justice. He set his sights on federal law enforcement, but at the time, there was a hiring freeze.
So I went into the Navy as an officer, went to officer candidate school and served and benefited from that a lot. And then when I left the military, left active duty, I came back and at the time federal agencies were hiring, so I started to apply.
He was accepted into the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, known as ATF, as a special agent in 1987. Traver spent a total of 26 years in ATF as a criminal investigator and was special agent in charge of the Chicago field office from 2004 to 2012. Traver says this gave him many opportunities to speak at NIU.
Sometimes I would speak to a single class. Sometimes I would speak to multiple classes in a single day. Other times they would hold events at the home center in the evening, and I would have a group of 150 people in there that I would talk to.
But Traver's biggest break came when he was appointed to head NCIS in 2013 under the Obama administration. Traver says one of the biggest changes for him was scale, as NCIS investigates crimes affecting the Navy and Marine Corps.
Where with ATF, you're in charge of an office and you have one state or several states. With NCIS, we have the entire world. We have agents stationed and personnel stationed in 190 different locations around the globe.
Nearly a third of NCIS works overseas, and the staff of 1,000 can deal with up to 10 times that amount in criminal cases each year. Despite the scale, Traver says the work is similar to that of a big city police department.
So we work homicides, sexual assault, narcotics, stolen property, child exploitation, major case financial crime and fraud, bribery, but we also work espionage and things of that nature.
Traver says working as an ATF criminal investigator helped greatly with the transition to heading NCIS, but he says the less traditional law enforcement work required adjustments and a completely different approach.
I don't want to use the word fail, but if for some reason we aren't able to close a case out successfully, then whoever that person is will probably get them again another day. Whereas on the counterintelligence, counterterrorism side, if we fail to deter or detect or prevent something, the after effects or the results can be calamitous.
These remarks describe NCIS's general mission, but many Americans are more familiar with the agency through a certain police procedural on television. Traver says some of the interpersonal relationships on Mark Harmon's team match up well with real life, even if the real NCIS lacks an equivalent to Abby Shuto.
The television shows do a great job of capturing the camaraderie between the personnel, between our agents and other analysts. It does a great job in capturing like the sense of humor, which is necessary to kind of diffuse the pressure you feel all the time. And you get exposed to the bleakest aspects of human behavior on a regular basis.
On the other hand, he says, the show makes certain concessions to drama.
There's gunfire in every single episode, and I've been the director for 4.5 years, and I can't think of a time when an agent has fired their weapon aside from training at the range, which is a good thing, because we don't want to shoot anyone. We want to make a case, you know, acquire evidence, corroborate it, take it to a prosecutor, whether it be civil or military, and then bring that perpetrator to justice.
Traver says cases also take much longer to solve, but he says some agents might as well be characters on a TV show. He says NCIS agents will appear on a segment for News Magazine 48 Hours that will premiere later this year. Traver says the agents go into more detail about past cases.
One of the cases was a murder that was 30 years old from the Vietnam War that a couple of agents that are now retired reopened and actually solved. And that's real life. Those are real life agents that worked investigations that resulted in every case that is profiled, the offenders receive natural life without parole.
Traver says even though cases take longer and aren't as dramatic as on television, agents' tenacity and drive to succeed is the same in both areas. Winning the Distinguished Alumni Award allowed Traver to return to NIU once again to discuss NCIS and get more students interested in criminal justice. While the award took him completely by surprise, he was glad to return once again to his alma mater.
So it's just always good to come back and be a part of the Husky family.
I'm Chase Cavanaugh.